My dear Lord, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, the entire cosmic creation is caused by you, and the cosmic manifestation is an effect of your energy. Although the entire cosmos is, but you alone, you keep yourself aloof from it. The conception of mine and yours is suddenly a type of illusion, maya, because everything is an emanation from you and is therefore not different from you. Indeed, the cosmic manifestation is non-different from you, and the annihilation is also caused by you. This relationship between your lordship and the cosmos is illustrated by the example of the seed and the tree, or the subtle cause gross manifestation, purport by Srila Prabhupada. In Bhagavad Gita, some chapter, the Lord says, Bijang man sarva bhutanam vidhi partha sanatanam. O son of Prutha, know that I am the original seed of all existences. In the Vedic literature it is said, Ishavasyam idam sarvam jatova imani bhutani jayante and sarvam khalvedam brahma. All this Vedic information indicates that there is only one God and that there is nothing else but Him. Mahabadi philosophers explain this in their own way, but the Supreme Personality Godhead asserts the earth, the truth, that He is everything and it is separate from everything. This is the philosophy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which is called Achintya Bhedabheda Tattva. Everything is one, the Supreme Lord, and everything is separate from the Lord. This is the understanding of oneness and difference. The example given in this regard, Vasu Kalabad Asti Karabo, is very easy to understand. Everything exists in time, yet there are different phases of time factor, present, past and future. Present, past and future are one. Every day we can experience the time factor as morning, noon and evening. And although morning is different from noon, which is different from evening, all of them taken together are one. The time factor is the energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but the Lord is separate from the time factor. Everything is created, maintained, and annihilated by time, but the Supreme Lord, the Personality of Godhead, has no beginning and no end. He is Nitya Shaswataha, eternal, permanent. Everything passes through times, ages of present, past and future. Yet Lord is always the same. Thus there is undoubtedly a difference between the Lord and the cosmic manifestation. But actually, they are not different. Accepting them to be different is called vidya, ignorance. The true oneness, however, is not equivalent to the conception of the mayavadis. The true understanding is that difference are manifested by the energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The seed is manifested as a tree which displays varieties in its strong branches, leaves, flowers and fruits. Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur has therefore sung Kesavatuya Jagata Vichitra. My dear Lord, your creation is full of varieties. The varieties are one and at the same time different. This is the philosophy of Achintya Bhedabheda Tattva. The conclusion given in Brahma Sangita is this: Ishvara Paramakrishna Sajidananda Vigraha Anadiradir Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam. Krishna known as Govinda, the Supreme Controller, he has an eternal, blissful, spiritual body, he is the origin of all, he has no other origin, for he is the prime cause of all causes. Because the Lord is the Supreme Cause, everything is one with him. But when we consider varieties, we find that one thing is different from another. We may conclude, therefore, that there is no difference between one thing and another. 18 varieties, there are differences. In this regard, Madhvacharya gives an example concerning a tree and a tree in fire. Both trees are the same, but they look different because of the time factor. The time factor is under the control of the Supreme Lord, and therefore the Supreme Lord is different from time. An advanced devotee consequently doesn't distinguish between happiness and distress. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, tattenukampan susamikhavara bhunjane vātma kutam vipātam. When a devotee is in a condition of so-called distress, he considers it a gift, a blessing from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When a devotee is always thus situated in Krishna consciousness, in any condition of life, is described as Mukti Padesh or Dayabhag, a perfect candidate for returning home back to Godhead. The word Dayabhag means inheritance. A son inherits the property of his father. Similarly, when the devotee is fully Krishna conscious and disturbed by dualities, he is sure that he will return home, back to Godhead, just as one inherits his father's property. Sri Prahlad Maharaj, the statements, the conclusive statements, very important conclusions are given by Sri Prahlad Maharaj, one of the eminent Mahajans. Mahajan he called, he Satyamani. We must accept the statements of Mahajana as conclusive statements, because a true Mahajana knows the real truth. He is the Mahajan who is a devotee, dear devotee of the Lord. Prahlad Maharaj is such a Mahajan, dear devotee. So he gives such statements, which is undoubtedly supreme in all aspects, are undoubtedly supreme truth. Here in this verse, the Lord Maharaj says that entire cosmic creation is the manifestation of an effect of Lord's energy. Although the entire cosmos is but you alone, that means the energy and energetic is one, same. Shakti, Shakti, Mana, Abhinna. That formula is there in Vedanta Sutra. According to that formula, the entire cosmos is but you alone, Prahlad Maharaj says. But you keep yourself aloof from it. This is a very, very confidential proof. How there is difference and how there is no difference. Therefore, Srimad Mahaprabhu gives the Achintya Bhedabheda Tattva. And in this verse, Prahlad Maharaj gives the same tattva, the Achintya Bhedabheda Tattva. And then, the cosmic manifestation is non-different from the Lord. And the annihilation is also caused by the Lord. How there is difference, how there is no difference. So this relationship between the Lord and the cosmos is illustrated by the example of seed and the tree. This example is a very good example, perfect example. To understand this philosophy, in the purport, our revered spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, gives very nice example and explanation of Dibhash, which is very easy to understand this first confidential philosophy. Anadiradir Govindam Sabakarana Ishvara Paramakrishna Sajidananda Vigraha Anadiradir Govinda Sarvakarana. That Govinda is cause of all causes, supreme cause. He is Anadi. He has no reason, but he is the reason of everything that Brahma Sangita says. And also in Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Bijamang sarvabhudanam vidhi partha sanatanam. Bija means seed, original seed of all existence. Krishna, the Supreme Lord, is the original seed of all existence. Because the source of all emanation, all manifestation. In Vedic literature, we find so many statements given, similar statements. Ishavasyam jidam sarvam jato vayimani bhutani jayamde sarvam khalyudam brahma. All the statements give the same thing, same meaning. Those who are devotees of the Lord, they can understand it, this confidential truth, conclusive truth. But those are not devotees, impersonalists or mahabadis, they cannot understand it. They explain this truth in a different way, which is not true. Mahādam jaikoisi satya hoy. Therefore, it is stated. Only Mahājan is devotee, the devotee of the Lord, speaks the truth. And one must accept the statement given by Mahādam and shall not accept a statement given by Mahabhādhis. Therefore, Mahāprabhu, Śrīmad Mahāprabhu has said, মহাবাদি ভাষ্য শুনিলে হয় সর্বনাশ। ইফ সামওয়ান লিসেন্স টু দ্য ফিলোসফি অফ মহাবাদি ইট বি কমপ্লিটলি রুইন ফিনিশড। সো শ্রীমন মহাপ্রভু হ্যাজ ওয়ার্নড আস নট টু অ্যাসোসিয়েট উইথ দ্য মহাবাদিস, উইথ দেম পার্সোনালিস, নট টু লিসেন টু দেম, only associate with Vaishnavas, devotees, Mahajanas, and listen to them. So one can understand very easily this truth relating to the Lord and His energy, effect of His energy, the cosmic manifestation. So this example given that the seed and tree is a very nice example here. This true understanding is that difference is manifested by the knowledge of the Supreme Personality Godhead. The seed is manifested as a tree, which displays varieties in its strong branches, leaves, flowers and fruits. This is the philosophy of oneness and difference, varieties. How everything is one, manifestation is different. This is the philosophy here. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, an eminent Vaishnava Acharya, he has sung like that, Keshava Tu Ya জগত বিচিত্র। মাই ডিয়ার লর্ড, ইউর ক্রিয়েশন ইজ ফুল অফ ভ্যারাইটিস, বাট ইন ট্রুথ এভরিথিং ইজ ওয়ান, দো দ্যাট ইজ ভ্যারাইটিস। দিস ইজ অ চিন্ত ভেদাভেদ তত্ত্ব। দিস ইজ এ ভেরি confidential truth, difficult to understand for ordinary people. But those who are devotees, those who are always engaged in loving service of the Lord, under the guidance of a bona fide spiritual master, by constant chanting the holy name of the Lord, whose hearts are being purified, they can understand it very easily. Otherwise, it cannot be understood by others. Therefore, my body is explained in a different way. But here, in this verse, and the purport given by our spiritual master Srila Prabhupada is very exhausting to understand this truth. Another thing is stated here, that is time factor. This, according to the time factor, in course of time, everything changes, and at last everything is annihilated. But the Creator, the Supreme Lord, is beyond time factor, because time factor is under His control. Therefore, Supreme Lord is different from time. An advanced devotee consequently doesn't distinguish between happiness and distress. Ehi bhalo ehi mondo? Esabu monor dharma. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Kaviraj Goswami say, because an advanced devotee never distinguishes between happiness and distress. He যেই ভালো এই মন্দ এইসব মনোর ধর্ম। ন্যাচুরালিটি দেয়ার ইজ নাথিং গুড আর ব্যাড, ভালো আর মন্দ, বিকজ এভরিথিং ইজ ফ্রম দি সুপ্রিম লর্ড, সত অসত। In Śrīmad-Bhāgavatam 10th canto, that which has been said, tattena kumpaṁ sa samikyamāṇa bhuñjāne vātma kṛta vipākam. Very important verse. When a devotee in a condition of so-called distress, he considers it a gift, a blessing from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When this conception comes, he becomes Muktipade Dayabha. He becomes a perfect candidate for returning home back to Godhead. Srila Prabhupada says, giving a very nice, explaining it in a nice way, that Dayabha means inheritance. A son inherits the property of his father. Similarly, when the devotee in full Krishna consciousness, undisturbed by dualities, he is sure that he will return home back to Godhead, just as one inherits his father's property. Srimad Bhagavad-gita says, Sarvajoni Sukantaya Murtaya Sambhavandita Tasam Brahma Mahabjoni Aham Bijapratita. Krishna has said how he is this seed-giving father, who is supreme father. All are his sons. So, the son has this right to inherit his father's property. The living entity, being the son, the supreme father, supreme Lord, he has this right to go back home, back to Godhead, the kingdom of God. And he must qualify himself to have it. And that is the qualification. Tattvena kumpaṁ sa samikyamāṇa bhuñjāne vātmā kṛtam vipākam. This is the qualification. When a devotee is in a condition of so-called distress, considers it a gift, a blessing from Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, he is qualified now to inherit Supreme Father's property. That means go back home, back to Godhead. Otherwise, this is most important. He is a suitable candidate to go back home, back to Godhead. He is the perfect candidate to inherit his father's property. Otherwise, no inheritance. Cut off. Yeah.